You got a new CD, Now It's Tomorrow. Yes, now, is this your fourth CD on
New West?
New West?
Yeah.
Now It's Tomorrow. So
Now It's Tomorrow.
There it is.
It is here. What we were thinking about is here.
Uh-huh.
So I think that's kind of the theme of this whole record.
Baby boomers in general are having to face up with that, I think, aren't they? It's like all this, you know, because so much of that, I mean, you know, just looking back historically, it was living for tomorrow. And now tomorrow's here.
There would be plenty of those down the road, you know, tomorrows. Uh-huh. And it comes a point when you realize you're here. Mm-hmm. We are here now. We better make the best of it. These songs were all written, you know, within, about a year. And I think all of them were. And we had a lot going on in that year with losses and births and all kind of intense stuff. So I think there is a theme of loss and a theme of, I don't know if it's anger or there's some muscle on this music for sure. There's some power in it and some energy in it.
It seems like it's a bigger album.
It is a bigger album. It's a bigger sound.
And a rock album at that.
The last record we made, Rich Someday, was more of I want to say a back porch record, but it's
definitely more
Americana sound record.
This
one has big rock, and it's just the way the songs ask to be presented. Really, that's the way they sounded, that they needed to be done. So we just kind of follow the songs when we're making a record, and see where it goes.
And speaking of presenting the music, Randall Bramlett and My Kinds are here with guitars to demonstrate acoustically some of the songs. This is a song from Randall's CD, Now It's Tomorrow. You've heard it on Adult Rock. It's called Used to Rule the World.
Dr. Feelgood, sleeping on a concrete bench. Can I get a witness? South Carolina, 1975, somebody stole your crown. You were sleeping in your happy home. When you woke up, baby, your life had come and gone. Now you're mystified, down with the rest of us, who used to rule the world. Brother Lovejoy, wrapping up a blue streak. Can I get a witness? Miss Hurricane, can't keep your hands still long enough to count your change. You were wrapped up in your daily grind. The cost of living didn't even cross your mind. Now you're mystified, down with the rest of us, who used to rule the world. Yeah, yeah. Mr. Blueprint, used to have it figured out. Now you can't find your car. Miss Cocktail Dress, looking in the bathroom sink. Hey, did anybody find a ring? Anybody find a ring? Now you can't believe your very eyes. Everything you were counting on, nothing but a pack of lies. Now you're mystified, standing with the rest of us, who used to rule the world. Yeah, yeah. Can't believe your very eyes. Everything you were counting on, nothing but a pack of lies. Now you're mystified down with the rest of us who used to rule the world. Yeah.
Randall Bramblett and My Kinds performing acoustically on WUKY, where NPR rocks at 91.3. Now, where'd that song come from?
From the depths of weirdness in my soul.
Well,
I mean, just fooling around with different characters, you know. And
it's very funky.
It is funky. It is.
And
it
you are
James
from,
Brownie kind of.
I was just about to say, you are from Georgia.
Yeah.
I grew up
with James Brown.
I was going to say, yeah, you must have had some James Brown influence.
Oh, yeah, he was.
And there's a lot of influence on this album. There's a lot of James Brown in there, a lot of funkiness and everything. And what is it about James Brown that turned you on so much?
The funk and his singing, of course.
Yeah.
And Maceo's alto playing.
Oh, absolutely.
So that's what I did on the end of this, is my tribute to Maceo. The end thing there at the on the vamp out, the sax.
You have any good James Brown stories?
We have a lot of them, but I really
some of them you
can't
tell.
That's the hearsay.
I've known some people in his band that,
uh-huh.
that have told me some funny stuff. But,
well,
he was a great hero.
He was kind of a taskmaster as far as his band.
He'd put you in the pit. Doogie, you're in the pit tonight. They always had like that. I heard they had like
what
two
exactly
of each.
What exactly was the pit?
The pit was somewhere off to the side of the stage where you couldn't be seen, and they had somebody else replace you ready to go. You know, they
oh.
Two sets of everybody. But that rule of the world is just, you know, these characters, and it reminds me of myself some, and other people too. And you have to come down to earth after flying high for a period, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden you're down with the rest of us. So it's got some funny characters in there.
WUKY is presenting Randall and Mike live tonight downtown on Esplanade at Natasha's. Visit WUKY.org for more information. Fellas, let's hear another song from the new CD, Now It's Tomorrow.
How about Sun Runs? Okay. So the sun run out of yellow. Till the sun run out of yellow, till the rain falls dry, till the lightning run out of juice, I will be by your loving side. Till the river runs back where it came from, till the mountain falls flat, till the ocean crawls up on the dry land, you give me something that nobody in the world can. I got a song running in my mind. I got a place where I know I will be satisfied. Got a love that is never gonna fade away. Won't fade away. Till the baby run out of precious, till the dove don't moan, till the siren run out of scream, give me reason to be coming home. Till the shallow runs deep and the ground float up, till the flame in the candle make the room go dark, till the sun run out of yellow. Don't you know you got a home in my heart? I got a song running in my mind. Got a place where I know I will be satisfied. Got a love that is never gonna fade away. Till the sun runs
out of yellow till the rain falls dry, till the lightning run out of juice. Give me reason to be satisfied, till the river runs back where it came from, till the mountain falls flat, till the ocean crawls up on the dry land. You give me something that nobody in the world can. I got a song running in my mind. I got a place where I know I will be satisfied. Got a love that is never gonna fade away. Won't fade away. Won't fade away. Won't fade away. Till the sun runs out of yellow. Won't fade away.
Do you have a special place you go, a room, or just how you get your mindset when you're writing music?
Yeah, I have a studio basement, and we live out in the woods, so the big windows look out into the woods, and I sit. I bring some notes down that I do a journal every day in the morning, so a little bit of writing, and if anything pops up, I'll put it in the back of the book and rip out those pages when I get into writing mode.
You got some instruments in there and everything?
Yeah, everything's ready done.
Do you write on piano, guitar? Or?
Guitar, electric guitar usually.
Yeah.
So just because I can get effects through the electric that kind of stimulate, bring up ideas, and, you know, with just crazy effects like Leslie or whatever, just something that can maybe spark an idea or a melody.
So just for our listeners, you got a room, you got these windows, you're looking out into nature, and you sort of clear your mind. And
yeah, I mean, writing mode to me is a totally different mode than, I haven't been in writing mode for a while, I'll tell you. And I have to get in a different mode of being receptive and paying attention, and it's not at all about business, and it's not about performance, and it's not about production or anything like that. It's a receptive mode where I'm playing, really, just with stuff, playing with lyrics and playing with, a vignette about something, or just trying to let something come up and then capture it if I can.
I see you as more of an afternoon guy rather than a morning guy.
No, I'm a morning.
Really?
I'm morning till about 3 or so, and then I get burnt because I get up and drink a bunch of coffee.
Get up and drink the coffee. And yeah. So you actually can produce some stuff early in the morning.
Well, no, I wouldn't say early, but around 10, by 10, okay. I'm awake. And I do a little meditation kind of deal, not real meditation, but just sit for a while.
And clear your mind.
Read a couple of little things, and then write a few things down. And then once I get in that mode, though, it seems like things do start coming up, but I have to give myself space. I think some people may, you know, have these ideas, like they wake up with these great ideas, and or ride on the road. I've never been able to ride on the road. You know, I just too much going on, or I just want to go to sleep. You know, so, but once I get in the mode of starting to let stuff come up, it does start coming up, as long as I don't interfere with it too much, and I don't have too much other stuff going on. Things do seem to pop up. And you can't keep them from coming up. It's like, wow.
Exactly. And there's a song everywhere you look. You know, when you got that.
When you get in that mode, I think, of being receptive and just paying attention, really, I think, and giving yourself time inside for things to come up. Most of the time, we're so distracted, I am, by trying to go down the list and what have I got to do today? Oh, my God, I forgot to do this. I got to send this to this person. But just if I just take the time and make it writing time and creative time and play time, really, it's play time is when I don't really have to do, nothing has to happen, you know. But that's when something may happen.
We're visiting with Randall Bramblett and his guitarist Mike Hines. They'll be playing this evening downtown at Natasha's. You can find out more information at WUKY.org. What can That's people right. expect to see from Randall Bramlett tonight?
Well, Mike and I are going to be doing our acoustic version of all these songs, which gives people a chance to hear the lyrics and the, hear the voice really well. And we get to present them in a really intimate way. And it's really beautiful. I love doing it this way. We have a lot of fun doing it.
If you're a fan of good live music, you definitely want to head down to Natasha's tonight for this special acoustic show. Randall and Mike will be there performing acoustic music just for you. He'll be pulling out all the stops. You'll probably hear this song. It's from his 2006 release, Rich Someday. It's the opening track from that CD. It's a good one. And it asks the question, where are you tonight?
Standing by a statue of Stevie Ray Vaughan, looking out at the water. Downtown people doing business in their sleep, but I'm aimless wandering, got no promises to keep. Bats in a bridge, ants in a hill, I'm walking so long I'm standing still. Laying in the grass and staring at the clouds, so many things I can't say out loud. Where are you? Where are you tonight? Where are you? Where are you tonight? Wisp of a cloud and a fading sun, what more can you ask for? Gnats in the air, 10 million strong, but try as I may, I can't find nothing wrong. Contrails stripe the sky, birds don't seem to mind. We're all gone to hell and the sun still shines. Laying in the grass and staring at the clouds, so many things I can't say out loud. Where are you? Where are you tonight? Where are you? Yeah, yeah. Where are you tonight? Play it. By statues, Stevie Ray Vaughan, throwing bread on the water. Boy and a dog going round and round. Moon stuck in a tree and it won't come down. Big ugly bird, you got a pretty song. World gone to hell and you can't find nothing wrong. Laying in the grass and staring at the clouds, so many things I can't say out loud. Where are you? Where are you tonight? Where are you? Where are you tonight? Where are you? Oh, where are you? Where are you? Where are you tonight? Yeah.
Randall, Mike, thank you all so
thank
much
you,
for
Joe.
Coming in.
We really appreciate it.
Come back to WKY anytime and see us.
We appreciate the station too.
All right. And good luck to you on the road.
Thank you.